This is Pistol Pete Akiston with the Weekly Sports Roundup. Pocahontas County Schools. The Pocahontas County Warriors football team lost a close one to the Tigers Valley Bulldogs in Mill Creek, West Virginia, Friday night, October 27th, losing 19-14, dropping the record to 1-8. The Warriors next face the Midland Trail Patriots in Hyco, West Virginia, November 3rd. Bath County Schools. The Bath County Chargers football team blanked the Perry McClure Fighting Blues 55-0 on Friday night, October 27th, to remain undefeated at 9-0. Wyatt Campbell accounted for 6 touchdowns and 204 yards of total offense, scoring on runs of 29, 7, and 2 yards, and threw 3 touchdown passes to lead the Chargers. Luke Turner chipped in with 2 touchdown receptions, both being from 35 yards out, and Braden Mabe caught a 10-yard touchdown reception, along with another touchdown from a 15-yard interception return. Bath County hosts Narrows on Friday night, November 3rd, for the Pioneer District Championship. Bath County senior Natalie White ran a 21:07 at Glen Murray Park in Buena Vista, Virginia, to win the Pioneer District Girls Individual Cross Country title on Wednesday, October 25th. Chargers Sadie Offen and Abby Phillips came in 7th and 11th with times of 24:52 and 36:45. For the boys' race, Noah Bowling placed 15th with a 22:30 for the Chargers. In the Class 1 Region C Cross Country Championships on October 30th, White placed 3rd individually, qualifying for the Class 1 State Championships for the third time with a 5K time of 21:13. Alphen also medaled with a 15th place showing in 24:26. Phillips finished with a 35:52. For the Charger boys, Bowling placed 43rd with a time of 23:49. The Bath County Junior Varsity football team faced the Fighting Blues of Perry McClure Wednesday night, October 25th, at home, losing 22-0 to end their season at 5-2. The girls varsity volleyball team beat Eastern Montgomery Thursday night, October 26th, to win the Pioneer District Tournament title in 3 straight sets. Delaney Hicklin and Lindsay Oliver both had 8 kills, and Bailey Garzinski added 5 kills for the winners. Bath County hosted Grayson County in a first-round Class 1 Region C tournament match on Tuesday, October 31st, losing in 4 sets to end their season at 17-6. Kenley Smith led Bath County of 22 assists and 20 digs, and Oliver had 17 digs and 10 kills. Hannah Armstrong had 37 digs that placed her over the 1,000 dig mark for her career. Sierra Gardiner added 13 digs, Hicklin had 9 kills, and Kaylee Hazelwood recorded 2 blocks. Highland County Schools. Rams lone varsity runner Cash Chambers competed in the Pioneer District Cross Country Championships Wednesday, October 25th, placing 19th with a 26:59. Ram middle schooler Preston Jacquard posted a 5th place finish in the 1.5-mile race with a 10:46. Turning to area colleges, the Virginia Military Cadets football team lost a tight game against the Chattanooga Mocs Saturday afternoon, October 28th. 24-23, dropping their record to 2-3 in the Southern Conference, 3-5 overall. The guys next face ETSU in Johnson City, Tennessee on Saturday, November 4th. The James Madison Dukes football team faced the Old Dominion Monarchs Saturday evening, October 28th, winning a closely contested game 30-27 to remain undefeated at 5-0 in the Sun Belt Conference, 8-0 overall. JMU next plays Georgia State in Atlanta, Georgia on November 4th. The Virginia Cavaliers football team traveled to Miami, Florida to face Miami Saturday afternoon, October 28th, losing in overtime 31-27, dropping the record to 1-3 in the ACC, 2-6 overall. Up next is a home game against Georgia Tech on November 4th. The West Virginia Mountaineers football team faced UCF in Orlando, Florida on October 28th, winning 41-28, moving their record to 3-2 in the Big 12 Conference, 5-3 overall. Up next for the guys is a game against BYU at home on November 4th. The Virginia Tech Hokies football team faced the Syracuse Orangemen at home on October 26th, winning 38-10, improving their record to 3-1 in the Atlantic Coast Conference, 4-4 overall. Virginia Tech next faces number 18 Louisville in Louisville, Kentucky on November 4th. The Liberty Flames football team faced the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs in a home contest on November 4th. The Flames are currently undefeated at 8-0. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of The Recorder, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit this story on AMR's website. This has been Pistol Pete Atkinson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.